It's our desire, as always, to bring the events that are happening in the world from a biblical perspective and also a prophetic perspective. So thanks for joining us today. The issue we want to bring to light today is how a Trojan horse has been introduced into the church. The Trojan horse has been in the church for a long time. And as you know the story of the Trojan horse, the enemies come out of that Trojan horse and they infiltrate into that city. And so at the end of the day, this is what's happening now to the church. The enemies are not just simply from without. They have infiltrated the church from within through certain Trojan horses. And now more than ever, we're seeing the church drift into apostasy because the enemies are creating an environment that causes the church to mirror what's happening in the culture. So now the church is on the bandwagon for social justice. So now a lot of the churches are social justice warriors and trying to usher in the kingdom without the king and trying to set up a dominion, a Christian dominion without Jesus, which is nonsense. And now all these churches are into white privilege, which we showed last week is a joke, it's a fantasy. But they're now into that, and Black Lives Matter, which is a Marxist group, and climate care, which is just mirroring the radical environmentalism of earth worship, and other issues like that. They've all latched on to these issues that the left, that the globalists, that basically are satanic, have pushed in our culture, and now the churches are pushing this. And we shouldn't be shocked because the churches have been infiltrated, not only in the pews and in the congregations, but also in the pulpits. They've been infiltrated. And a lot of the people have just bought this hook, line, and sinker, and now are pushing a different gospel, a different narrative, a different type of kingdom, a different type of Great Commission. They're not doing the real Great Commission. They're on the Marxist, Socialist, Social Justice Commission now. And we're all aware of this. But specifically, what I want to focus in on today is about this whole church shut down because of the Wuhan, China virus that came out of that Wuhan lab. And now it's being foisted on our cultures around the world and now on the churches that everything needs to be shut down. We need to eliminate this virus. And it's the most deadly virus we've ever seen, which is a lie. It is a complete lie. I'm not saying the virus doesn't exist, but the deadliness that they keep portraying to us all is not matching up with the stats. 99.99% who get the virus recover. So now we're understanding that it's on the level of a typical virus that we typically accept every year. We accept certain viruses that people are going to get sick. And yes, people who have preconditions and who are older typically get hit the hardest by viruses. So there's nothing different about this. Children and teenagers, for the most part, it doesn't affect them. And now anyone under 65, it doesn't affect that much. They can get it, but sometimes they're asymptomatic and they get through it and it's no big deal. It's just like having the common cold or the flu. But why are they making this such a big issue, or it's so deadly? We got to shut down the schools, we got to shut down society, and we got to shut down the churches, because it's agenda driven. Notice how it's along political lines. It's along the globalist, leftist political lines that are pushing shutdowns. And that should be a clue for all of us that there's a major agenda. And I can go on and on, but unfortunately, this nonsense has hit the churches, has hit the pastors, and it's causing churches to remain shut down when it shouldn't. And that, right, my friends, is the enemy within. This mentality, this mindset of we got to be shut down, and spiritualizing the mentality of, well, we want to love our neighbor by staying shut down. Look, I could buy loving your neighbor if the stats show that this was deadly. But the stats show the opposite. This is not a deadly virus that we all need to be afraid of. We do not need to shut down the churches or society or the economy. Therefore, the loving thy neighbor doesn't apply in this situation. What applies in this situation is do not forsake the gathering of yourselves as some are in the habit of doing so. So Hebrews 10:25 comes into effect. And so that's the problem churches are having. Some churches have decided not to even meet until next year, which is crazy. As a pastor, I'm dealing with a lot of people in our own congregation who are suffering from the anxiety, the stress, the problems that this whole shutdown is doing. And we are still meeting, by the way. And it's still affecting them. We are having Bible studies. We are having church. But I can see it in our people that the stress of this environment is really bearing on them. But what about the churches who are not offering this to the congregants? It shouldn't surprise any one of us that the suicide rates are now escalating because people can't handle it anymore. And they say that the suicide rates are outpacing the death toll from the coronavirus at this point in time. So that ought to tell every one of us something's up here. And the fact that it's a bigger risk for your church not to meet for the well-being and the spiritual well-being and physical well-being of the people in the churches. And yet they have effectively shut down the majority of the churches here in the United States and around the world. This is the enemy within. This is the problem we're having. And whether pastors or churches are ignorant of the stats, ignorant of the facts, well, they need to learn it. They need to get on the internet and start doing some research. Or maybe they do like to be shut down. Maybe they like this vacation that they're getting. Maybe they're part of the problem. Maybe they believe the leftist propaganda. Maybe they believe the globalist propaganda. Because maybe they're false teachers. Maybe they're false churches or they're apostate. I mean, we could have very different variables. But why is the majority of the church going along with this? Because the enemy has infiltrated and caused this to happen. So as you know, we've talked about this. This Wuhan, China virus that they now call the coronavirus or the COVID-19 or whatever, it came from the Wuhan lab in China. And no one wants to talk about that because a lot of people are in bed with China. That's the problem. They're covering this. But anyway, this virus, what it's really being used for is what they call the Great Reset. And all you have to do is go on the World Economic Forum and do a little research. And what people don't understand, pastors, churches, is that they're being used as useful idiots within the church and giving the church and the pastors and the political realm the talking points of globalists about this whole Wuhan, China virus. And so now, this globalist propaganda has now infiltrated the church and is coming from the pulpits. And this is what's destroying the churches. So it shouldn't shock any one of us that now the globalists are using religion, Christianity, Christendom, to push their agenda. They're doing it through the politicians. They're doing it through our educational systems, public school, college, universities. They're doing it through the media. They're doing it through Hollywood and the music industry. But now they're doing it through the churches because the Marxist goal, the communist goal, is always to hijack the churches and use the churches to promote their propaganda. So it shouldn't shock any one of you that LifeSite News reported this last week that Pope Francis sides with the globalists and says COVID vaccine must be universal and the World Health Organization is absolutely thrilled and applauded what he said. And as you know, the Pope is nothing but a Marxist and a globalist. And we have watched this guy for years now. And I'm telling you what, if we were to go into the tribulation, the Pope is in a good running for the false prophet. I'm not saying he is, but boy howdy. this guy is lining up with the globalists. So now they have the leader of the Catholic Church under their thumb promoting the same junk, that we have to have a universal vaccine. And of course, the WHO organization, the World Health Organization, if you've heard about them, they are controlled by communist China. And its leader, Dr. Tedros, is a communist from Ethiopia who denied political rivals aid when there was a cholera outbreak in his country in 2007. And he also covered that up. And if you look at this guy's record, he's a major human rights violator. And so he's done a lot of bad stuff. He is the leader of the World Health Organization, and they're in lockstep with communist China. They protect China. They won't say that this virus came out of China. They say, well, that's being racist. You say it came out of China. No, it's not. We're talking about where it originated, from that Wuhan lab. But anyway, he proclaimed the need for global health governance. So this guy's pushing a global governance, globalism, for health reasons, which is exactly what the Pope is doing, which is exactly what's being pushed today. We need a global organization to force universal vaccinations. Anyway, the World Health Organization and the Communist Republic of China are working together, since they both share the same ideology. They're communists, okay, globalists. They sometimes take orders occasionally from Bill Gates and other globalists who give them a lot of money, who are also pushing this Great Reset, which is basically the Great Reset is to usher in the New World Order. And obviously this New World Order is predicted in the Bible. It's going to monopolize the nations under one umbrella, a global government. It monopolizes businesses, the economy, one world economy, and all the institutions into a global system that's going to bring in their minds harmony and peace and utopian society, which is all junk. It's going to bring the Antichrist, is what it's the most wicked system that could possibly happen. And yet that's what they're all moving towards. So the World Health Organization has invited different countries from around the world to join the endeavor called the COVAX Pillar, an agreement to work together on creating and distributing vaccines in mass around the world to everybody as soon as possible. And it's about a one world. And they want to protect this one world, they say. And they say no one is safe until everyone is safe. And again, it's just another form of globalism to push a vaccine. Furthermore, according to the New American, which had an article entitled "Globalists, Communists Push Coronavirus as a Gateway to Global Health Governance" by William Jasper, it went on to say this, that Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, of course, is at the very center of the matrix of organizations and institutions pushing for global health governance and reproductive health and population control. That's what these vaccines are about, okay? So that's what you and I want to talk about, as far as understanding why is the church pushing this when the Gates Foundation, the WHO organization, and all these other organizations have stated this is what their goals are. How could the church be pushing that agenda? Whether the church doesn't understand, or the pastors don't understand, or they do understand, why are they not getting this information and stopping what they're saying from the pulpits? You got churches and pastors saying, you need to be vaccinated, you need to do this, you need to social distance, you need to wear a mask. And it's like, dude, do you not read what they're saying? This is not about health issues. This is about global governance. You're playing a part in pushing the global governance. And I don't know, most churches don't understand it. Most churches don't even understand prophecy. So this is probably not even on their radar to think like this. If you do a little investigation, the Gates Foundation is a major financial backer of the World Health Organization. They back the National Institutes of Health and the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC. So all of these major things that we're getting information from about the Wuhan, China virus is coming from these organizations, and Fauci's a part of that, and Dr. Bricks is a part of that, coming from this. They all receive multi-millions of dollars from Bill Gates, who's pushing his radical globalist agenda, whose wife wears an upside-down cross, by the way, goes on national TV and wears an upside-down cross. These people are evil. They're telegraphing to everybody that it's satanic. Who goes on TV and wears an upside-down cross? It should tell everybody what they're up to. Well, anyway, Gates pushes a lot of money into these organizations, and so they do his bidding a lot of times. Gates is also a founding member of the ultra-exclusive group of billionaires who are pushing population control, and they call themselves the Good Club. The Good Club, which includes among its handful of members guys like George Soros, Michael Bloomberg, Ted Turner, and Oprah Winfrey. Should that shock any one of us? Even the late David Rockefeller, who's now passed away, obviously was a globalist as well. He was the longtime chairman of the CFR. He was the organizer and the unofficial power of the Good Club, by the way. So this idea that these globalists are behind a lot of this is true. They are, and they're the one pumping money into this. It is George Soros and many of these globalists who are pumping money into the Antifa groups and these Black Lives Matter groups and these open society groups. It's all George Soros funding. Hopefully that will come out. But, as you know, the media covers everything up, so we don't know. Anyway, Bill Gates and his Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are the leading forces in the move to bring about a socialist, communist, capitalistic convergence under a system of elite global governance. Here's the question. How come the pastors out there and the churches don't know that? How come? All it takes is just a little research, and they would find that. But yet they act like they don't understand it, they're ignorant of it, or what, and so they push vaccinations are biblical because you're obeying the government and wearing a mask is biblical. And if you want to say, have you read the other information out there? Are you not privy to that? Do you not have the internet? Because anyone can go on any internet and do the research. This is them saying it. But yet, that's how the enemies have come within. They have either convinced the pastors and the churches that this is a good thing when it's actually diametrically opposed to what the Bible is predicting. Anyway, more evidence that the Trojan horse, especially in this health area, or this supposed health area, this fake health scare, the Christian Post carried an article saying that 2,700 evangelical leaders and pastors warn against politicizing the coronavirus and urge Christians to take the vaccine. And so this coalition of more than 2,700 high-profile evangelicals spanning the fields of science and religion have signed onto a statement, build a Christian statement on science for pandemic times. And this statement warns against politicizing of the new coronavirus and urges Christians to take appropriate action against it, including taking a vaccine when it's ready. Do you see this? This is the Trojan horse we're talking about. 2,700 pastors are telling you to take a vaccine. 2,700 pastors are telling you that you don't want to get political. No, what they're really saying is don't side with conservative views on the coronavirus and factual views and evidential views. Just keep believing the narrative coming out of the mouths of globalists. That's what they're saying in this statement. But they say Christians should listen to scientists and doctors when they speak in the area of expertise, especially when millions of lives are at stake. Now, here's the deal. They'll claim that Fauci is an expert in this. But yet we already know that Fauci is on the hook with the globalist agenda. He's a leftist. He's not who he says he is. Yes, he's a doctor or whatnot. But just because he's a doctor doesn't make him right. Because as we're seeing, the evidence doesn't match up. The things he has said doesn't match up. And so we're to go on facts and evidence, not just because someone's an expert and has a tie on and a white lab coat. You're not to do that. You just give someone a pass because they're a doctor. That doesn't mean anything to me. I want to see the facts and evidence. And they're not able to produce that. But they want you to blindly follow these guys. That's what this Trojan horse is trying to do to people. Just follow what the doctors say. Follow what the scientists say. Yeah? How about Nazi Germany when they followed the doctors and scientists there? On the political realm as well. So folks, they have ramped this virus up to a major deadly pandemic. But we know the facts on the ground. We know the evidence that this is another typical virus that does not affect the majority of the population, and 99.99% recover. But yet the World Health Organization, who's in league with China, where the virus came from, and these globalists, declare it a pandemic. And basically what we understand now after researching all of this, this is a manufactured Hegelian hoax being pushed by these globalist elites and politicians, which are bent on destroying the global economy, imposing mandatory vaccinations, and their agenda with tracking everybody, pushing a digital currency through this social control, and it's all under the guise of public safety and the well-being of others. And really what it is a globalist hijack of not only America, but of the world to usher in the new world order. So they'll make statements like this. So when Dr. Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease expert, tells us what scientists have learned about this infectious disease, he should be listened to. Really? Just not check out what he's saying, not look at the facts and evidence, but just take Dr. Fauci on what he says. That's wrong. That's wrong. That's not biblical. And we are not to give people a blank check and just trust them based on who they are. But yet they want you to do this. And then at the same time that these 2,700 evangelical leaders are pushing this, BioLogos, another think tank, jumped in the middle of this. And this BioLogos is a theistic evolutionist think tank. They say they accept the authority of Scripture and they believe in Jesus, but at the same time they believe in theistic evolution, which we would disagree with. God didn't create through evolution. And so BioLogos is suspect. Well, anyway, they jump into the middle of this, and of course you already know what side they're going to side with when they're pushing theistic evolution. They side with the globalists. They side with the leftists. They side with this nonsense. They say this in their statement: we are deeply concerned about the polarization and the politicization of science in the public square when so many lives are at stake. Again, they've bought into the lie. They say this, that the word science has become a weapon in the culture wars. Scientists are vilified and their findings ignored, while conspiracy theories go viral. Sadly, many Christians seem to just accept these trends. Now, here's the deal. They are mocking you and I, saying that what you and I believe, which is facts and evidence, is just simply conspiracy theories. There's no conspiracy theories here. We've had months and months to realize what's going on here. There's no conspiracy. We know what happened. We know what the virus does. They're making us, who believe in facts and evidence, conspiratorial. And they do that just to say, don't even listen to these people. And they go on and say, thoughtful Christians may disagree on public policy in response to the coronavirus, but none of us should ignore clear scientific evidence. What evidence? That's what I want to say. What evidence? I don't hear any evidence coming from you people. But yet we shouldn't ignore what Fauci is saying. We call on Christians, they say, to follow the advice of public health experts and support scientists during this crucial biomedical research on COVID-19. Baloney. Not doing it. By the way, BioLogos was founded by the U.S. National Institutes of Health Director Francis Collins. He is a self-proclaimed Christian geneticist, and his wife as well, and they foster discussions about harmony between science and biblical faith. And basically what they've been pushing is theistic evolution, like I've said. Anyway, that's a problem. That has so many theological problems when you introduce theistic evolution. Basically what the guy's doing is trying to accommodate evolution, which comes from really Satan, and try to blend that with Christianity. And it simply doesn't work. It doesn't work. They try to eliminate Adam and Eve as mythical creatures and that, you know, that was just made up stories, and they don't take seriously the creation account. By the way, Jesus and Paul both took the creation account as literal, and they believed in a literal Adam and Eve, by the way. So anyway, you already know where these people are coming from. And so, this is the enemy within. This is what they're pushing. They're pushing forced vaccination. They're pushing mask wearing. They're pushing the shutting down of churches. And understand, this is the enemy within. This is what we're fighting against. And a minority of churches like ours and others around the nation spread out are citing our First Amendment rights here in America, and are resisting calls from the federal and local government authorities to close our churches. We simply won't do that because we do not believe what they're saying, because the stats don't back it up. The evidence doesn't back it up. This thing came out of the Wuhan lab in China. They cover that up. And so because of the lack of evidence and facts, we will obey Hebrews 10:25. We will rather obey God than man. And it states that, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as in the manner of some. And churches are going to face stiff fines, maybe jail time. I don't know. It's coming. They won't stop. And unfortunately, the so-called Christians in Christendom, the majority of them, are not helping us out. They have also succumbed to these lies and these theories and this push from the global government. And it's unfortunate, but in one way, I'm glad it's happening. I'm glad to know who's on the team and who isn't, who's in the trenches fighting and who isn't. And I appreciate that. It's upsetting, but I still appreciate that. So folks, at the end of this, my admonition to you is, don't believe what I'm saying. Just do your own research. Research Bill Gates and the Bill Gates Foundation. Research all of this. It's all can be found online in articles all over the place from legitimate news sites. All you have to do is put a little time in, and it will verify what I'm saying. But if you do the research, you will find that it does not verify what Fauci is saying or any of these other doctors or globalists. It does not verify it. But you have to have the impetus to go out there and do the research for yourself, and you will find what I have discovered as well. So we're not conspiracy theorists. We're just going on what the facts and evidence are. And that's what we should all do as Christians. Anyway, as we move forward, understand that fables will be introduced to us. And really, these fables, not just simply a religious fable, they will come from fables or lies coming from the political realm, coming from the globalists, pushing fear on people, to make people succumb to what they want them to do. And that's the tactic. So anyway, be aware of that. Know your facts, know the evidence, and stand on the word of truth.